He's going to Florida tomorrow to Fort Myers or later this afternoon, so you won't have too much of a problem. I guess they're definitely going to Washington now on 7:30 Thursday morning. They leave and come back at 5 o'clock, and they hope the president will be there in the White House.
If not, it's Dan Quayle, right?
Yeah, well, second team won't be bad.
Tony Oliva getting announced now, and this may be, and Sid, you might have some thoughts on this, this could very well be Tony Oliva's last formal function with this Minnesota ball club.
Well, I think so, but I think he'll take a job as a scout or some kind of a job. I mean, the only other possibility is he might get hired by the Miami, new Miami team, but I think he'll be back here. They want to keep him in case Cuba opens up. There might be a ton of ball players over there. You know, in the early years of Calvin Griffin's deal, he lived with all those Cuban ball players, and there's a few others around there.
We should turn over to Bob Casey now as the players will be announced here to the Metrodome crowd. Actually, that's Rick Stelmazek coming out now. And Stelly, all these assistant coaches, Sid, doing a great job with Tom Kelly.
Well, Stelly's kind of an unsung hero. He works the bullpen, and he has a lot to do with the success of his pitching staff along with Dick Sutch. And Stelly's a good leveler for these good sounding board for these ball players. They go to him a great deal, and he's one of those loose guys, and they've been a great coach around here.
Now Dick Sutch has been announced. I believe Ron Gardenhire earlier was announced. It may be time to bring on the
and
Twins.
Our first base coach, number 45, he's got to be 100 years old, Wayne Terwilliger.
Oh, Wayne Terwilliger, Sid. We got to talk about Twig.
Well, I'm old enough, so I recall Terwilliger when he played second base for the old Minneapolis Millers. And he's the oldest guy in the coaching staff, but he's done a heck of a job with Knobloch. He's worked a lot with Chuck Knobloch at second base, and he deserves a lot of credit what Knobby's done this year.
And Twig is adorned in his World Series sweatshirt. And I think it's time now for our Twins.
Well, the one guy, another unsigual, Terry Crowley. What a job he's done with these hitters. But now they're bringing the players up, and it's interesting.
Starting with Rick Aguilera.
Number one, off-hitter Jarvis Brown.
I guess they're doing it alphabetically so they don't overlook anybody, but it'll be interesting when Morris comes up. They'll tear this place down. And Puckett.
Randy Bush.
And Herbick. And Knobloch. There's Randy Bush coming up now. He's got one of those sweatshirts on, too. And Randy, a year ago this time, it didn't look like Andy B. with his ball club. And he had some offers from Pittsburgh and a couple other teams, and...
Chili.
He didn't do a thing in the first part of the season.
Here comes Chili Davis. Chili waving his World Series shirt, adorned in a trench coat. This is Chili Davis, in his words, the best year of his baseball life.
Well, the guy must have frozen us in that parade. He hates cold weather. Here comes Mr. Erickson. Scott Erickson being introduced with his, still got his Arizona jacket that he wears all the time. He'll have a few women looking him over pretty good.
I knew you'd get that in, Sid.
Number seven, the best shortstop in the American League, Greg Gagne.
And he is the best shortstop in the American League. He played the best ball of any shortstop I've ever seen, any place, anywhere, during the World Series and playoffs.
You think he's excited, guys? He just did two cartwheels on his way out.
Yeah, he's a heck of a kid, and I'll tell you what. They talk about him not being appreciated. He is appreciated.
Dan Gladden now scoring the winning run and three hits in Game 7.
This is one reason they might have to re-sign this guy. This guy did not have one of his better years, but he is popular in this town. One of the most popular players on this ball club.
A blue-collar player, and he's dressed that way today with his leather jacket on and sunglasses.
Pitcher Mark Guthrie.
Well, here's a guy. who could be the fourth starter next year, Mark Guthrie. I think they're going to give him a good shot. They don't have too much faith in David West, and unless they can deal for a fourth pitcher, he's going to get a shot. Unless they find out, feel like Mike Trombley for the minor leagues might make it, but they need a fourth starting pitcher.
Here comes Brian Harper. He proved many of his critics wrong by throwing out a runner in the World Series in Atlanta. Also back here, Brian Harper, another one of those free agents, Sid.
Well, I think it'll be tough to sign him, but we'll see what other clubs offer him. He is not, he doesn't have a reputation as a very good catcher, but he can hit. Now here comes Herbie. Watch this place go crazy.
Kent Herbeck taking video of the crowd as he heads for the stage in the Metrodome.
He didn't hit well during the series, but I'll tell you what, without his defensive play, this club would have never won this thing. He outplayed that Sid Bream at first base defensively by 18 miles, and he's a great ball player and a great guy in that club, and he played all year with a bad, bad shoulder.
Chuck Knobloch now being announced. The future, I would say, locked for Rookie of the Year.
If he doesn't get it, it's very unfair. This kid did everything you could ask him to do. Hit over 300 in the playoffs. Hit over 300 in the World Series. And he's an amazing young man. Pressure does not bother him at all. He'll be one of the great second basemen.
Here comes the hero, Gene Larkin of Game 7. The last man on the bench to bat from the left side, and he drives in the winning run.
And with his bad knees running pretty good, but they tell me he might need surgery. But they say that some of the time the trades you don't make are the best ones, and they did not trade him, and how lucky they are they did not trade him. I see Carl Pohlad greeting all the players as they come up.
Terry Leitch being announced too, and back to Larkin for one moment. He was running at a clip where he looked like the knee wasn't bothering him at all today.
Well, I don't think Terry Leitch will be back next year. He's one of the free agents, and I think I'll go with some of the younger players.
World Series, Scott Laius!
Scott Laius, big home run in the World Series. Came on as a shortstop, started his first day at third base back in April, and turned out to be a big hero in the playoffs and the World Series.
Well, he wasn't supposed to make this club. He was all set to go to Portland. And then Pags got into a real bad hitting slump, couldn't do anything. And they tried him at third base, and the combination of the two, Pags and him, turned out okay. Shane Mack, great season.
As Shane Mack coming up, and maybe the best player in the American League this second half of the season.
No doubt about it. And he came through those last two games after they benched him in the fifth game. He can play right field with the best, and I think next year he'll be a 300 hitter and a great one.
What can I possibly say? Number 47, the best, Jack Morris!
There is nothing more you can say, Sid. The MVP, the hometown boy, this was a dream come true for your friend Jack Morris.
I guarantee he's crying, and I feel like crying myself when I see him go up there. I've known this young man since his days at Highland Park. He always wanted to be a Twin, always wanted to pitch his seventh game, and what a Cinderella story. He's taking his time going up there, and as those cheers ring through his ears, there's no way that he won't come back here, because he is such a sentimental guy and emotional guy. But they're going to have to give him some money to sign him.
Now, Newman!
Numi!
Well, I hate to see this, but I don't think he'll be back. I think they'll go with one of the young minor league players who gets a lot less money. Numi gets about $500,000. He did only 193 during the season. And you know, when it comes to this game, sentiment don't mean anything.
Newman with a policeman's cap on. I understand he was wearing the same cap in 87. Is that true?
I think so. But Tom Kelly loves this guy and plays him a lot, so maybe he'll demand he comes back.
Junior Ortiz will be announced next. And again, Scott Erickson's personal catcher helped Scott to 20 wins.
Great guy in a ball club. A real character with his stuttering all the time. And during the middle of the season, he changed his name when he was in a slump to Joe. But I don't think he'd be back. I think they'll go with Lenny Webster as the number two catcher, number one catcher.
San Diego, he's finally found a home. Number 13, third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo.
And what a bat Paliarulo had against Toronto. And again, having some key hits in the World Series.
Well, I'll never forget my conversation with George Steinbrenner when they signed him. He said he was the hardest working guy he ever had in all his years with the Yankees. And he proved that right here. He had elbow operation in 87. He didn't play well in 87 or 8, but he came back strong. Watch this. Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett waving his hat to the crowd. Puckett, the hero of Game 6. The heart and soul, along with Herb Eck, Jack Morris, of this Minnesota Twins ball club. They love Kirby Puckett here, Sid.
Without a doubt, the biggest ovation of anybody, and they won't stop. And Kirby loves it, too. I mean, he don't mind going out in the public and doing things when he's right in the limelight and sits there and signs autographs and everything else. Paul Sorrento didn't have a very good postseason, but he's got a future with this organization as a DH.
Sorrento walking in with his leather jacket on with the rough and tough look. Sorrento, a big guy, and again, a big bat maybe for the future.
The big three with their leather jackets, they hang out together. Leah Sorrento and Scott Erickson, three of the youngest guys in the ball club.
Kevin Tappany.
What a character this guy is. What a great pitcher. What a great person. He'll be a great one next year again. Too bad he didn't do well in the playoffs, but he did all right.
Tappany waving his hat to the crowd again and making his place, is putting his feet on the podium, heading up the stairs. Tappany again having a great season. The Twins starting staff having a great season. Lenny Webster with the club, not as an active player, but was a part of the ball club during the World Series. And again, a pivotal part of the future depending on Brian Harper returning.
Well, he wasn't with the club during the World Series, just strictly as a practice player. He wasn't on the roster. They got to make a decision on this guy because they have no more options. He either makes a major league club or he's out of here.
David West being announced now, and said maybe I'll ask you to refrain your comments on Mr. West at this particular time. We'll wait until tomorrow.
I'm not going to say anything bad about him, but he helped win this thing. He pitched great against Toronto.
Don't forget Toronto.
He did well against Toronto, and maybe another year will come around. He's close.
The big train, Carl Willis coming in, and the toot here from the Metrodome. Willis joined this club when they were 2-9, and ever since the club has done it was obviously went on a roll. And in long relief, Carl Willis was excellent all season long.
Well, that sixth game, he helped win it, and he did a heck of a job. And without him, they wouldn't have won it. As a middle relief guy, he was great.
There they are. A round of applause for the entire team, the 1991 world champion Minnesota Twins. Give a listen as the crowd gives something back to the team that brought them a world championship.
Thank you, Mike Woodley. Thank you, Sid Hartman. We'll be back with the players as we continue with our coverage of the Minnesota Twins World Champion Victory Parade and salute from the Metrodome in 2 minutes on the Minnesota Twins Radio Network. Continuing coverage of the World Champion Minnesota Twins Metrodome salute, and Herb Carneal, the voice of the Twins, has just introduced manager Tom Kelly as we continue from the Metrodome. Mike Woodley, are you there?
Yes, we are, and Tom Kelly is watching the scoreboard right now in the video replay, some highlights of the World Series championship. TK now stepping up to the microphone. Looks a little misty. This is an emotional moment for Tom Kelly. I don't think even in his realistic dreams in spring training did he feel he would be here today. Here's the skipper.
Nothing special that I have to ask you that probably hasn't already been asked you. So in your own words, just what are some of your thoughts about certainly one of the great World Series of all time?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out here today and supporting us all year. That's just very, very special. Okay. And secondly, we have to give a lot of thanks to the policemen, the state troopers, in both St. Paul and Minneapolis, who did such a great job. They were great. They made the, thanks to them, they made the parade just a fantastic event, and it was a real pleasure to be part of that. So I got to thank those guys. They did a great job. The World Series was a fantastic event. Enough's been said about the World Series. I just want to thank everybody that's involved, the ball players. They played with such enthusiasm to play as well as they did, and the tension that was involved in the games and the pressure that was involved. They really responded well to the situation, and I couldn't be more happier with my players. They did just a great job, and they make me a smart manager. Okay. Well done. Thank you.
Tom Kelly, everybody.
I've never seen Tom Kelly that emotional. You can see, even from this far, Michael, you can see the tears coming out of his eyes.
John Gordon now at the podium, pointing to the giant replay screen where I'm sure we will be witnessing some highlights. It's Kirby Puckett in Game 6 with the accompaniment of Rock and Roll Part 2, the video replay of his game-winning home run in Game 6, forcing a Game 7 and Jack Morris to be the hero.
Yeah, that was one of the great moments of all time in my sports writing career and radio broadcasting career. And Chili Davis predicted that thing on the bench. He said, wait for this guy to bring him one up in your eyes, and he did. Hit the ball out of the ballpark. And I was convinced after that there's no way Atlanta could win that series, and that's the way it turned out.
On the replay, Kirby is headed towards home. The high fives ensuing. Again, that was Game 6 in extra innings, the home run. And Kirby Puckett is watching and now stepping up to the microphone to say a few words.
Mike, how can they not re-sign this guy sometime?
He'll be back.
Thank you.
Kirby Puckett showing emotion. There are a few tears.
This will be something, Mike, these ball players will never forget. You know, years ago, players did not want to come to Minnesota, didn't want to play this dome. Now they're lined up. They want to come here. They want to play for Kelly. They're winners, and it's going to be easier to get ball players here.
We came back here, Gord. Everybody was saying that we're going to lose and do this. And of course, we're down 3-2. And I told people in Atlanta, I said, we're down 3-2, and we came out of St. Louis in 87 also. So I said, it's not over till it's over. And we came back here, and we won.
Again, he's wiping tears. This is getting to Kirby.
Just
they
let everybody know your thoughts as you were circling the bases and touching them all after Game 6 ended.
Well, when I was touching the bases, you saw it for yourself. I was hollering, yeah, every 5 seconds was yeah. You know, because everybody thought that we weren't coming back. It was such a close game and another extra inning ball game. And when I hit it, I didn't know it was going out, but I thought it was going to hit off the glass. And I had Chili and Shane and Harp coming up behind me, and I just wanted to get on base, and hopefully we win. But I think the fans kind of blew it out for me.
Kirby Puckett, everybody. Thanks, Kirby.
Michael, just what he said. When we were in Atlanta, I talked to him after the game, and some other writers did too, and he said, don't worry, we'll still win this thing, and he was right.
Back to Herb Carneal at the podium.
Direct your attention to the video screen and some shots of Gene Larkin.
Gene Larkin, the hero of Game 7. On the video replay, we're seeing his hit off Alejandro Pena. With a bad knee, Gene Larkin managed to muster enough for a fly ball, and the Twins score Dan Gladden.
What a great thing for this guy. When they got Chili Davis, he lost his DH job. He sat on the bench most of the year. He's got a bad knee, but he's a winner. And they had a chance to trade him several times. They're lucky they didn't, because he is a winner, and they got to keep him around here.
He was the last guy on the bench from the left-handed side, and Gene Larkin was the trump card for Tom Kelly and the Twins. Gene Larkin taking the podium.
Tears in his eyes, too. It's amazing how emotional these guys are. This thing is something they'll never forget. It was like the thing in coming back from Detroit in 87.
Happy. Didn't go home right away, but when we did go home, we were happy. And Gene, I'm sure the folks here would probably like to hear you, in your own words, recount what happened in that dramatic last of the 10th inning in Game 7.
Well, before the inning started, I had an idea that I might be pinch hitting. So, and when Danny led off for the double, and they walked Puck and they walked Kent, I didn't know what helmet to use. They were going to bring a left-hander in or a right-hander, keep Pena in there. And when they kept Pena in there, I decided, swing at the first pitch if it's a strike and don't let him get ahead of me. And they threw me a pitch where I could hit it, and I took a cut, and everything worked out. And it ended a great World Series.
He is such a humble person, never says a word, and so great to see success come to him.
Gene Larkin finally got some sleep yesterday afternoon after being on Good Morning America and several other shows. Now back to the video scoreboard, Chuck Knobloch in during this World Series.
This kid not only is a rookie of the year this year, but I can't recall a rookie in recent years who came into the league the way he did the first year. He's such a pressure doesn't bother him. I don't know, he has cold veins. Nothing bothers him. He was the son of a high school coach. Been a baseball player since 6 years old. And what a great kid. And I'll tell you what, he's going to have a great, great future. And he's got this nice white sweater on. He's hanging around because I understand he's won that Rookie of the Year award. Just a matter of having it announced.